joined by Baylor softball pitching coach Brittany Sneed Newman. Coach, good morning to you. How are things?
Good morning, John. Things are good. A little wet and cold,
yep.
But other than that, they're good.
not exactly softball weather right now, so y'all were very smart to move your home opener from tonight to Thursday against Abilene Christian. Good move there. And let's talk Getterman Stadium and that new video board that's going up. How's progress going on that?
Yes, progress is good. Progress is really good. They've got all the panels, hope I'm saying that correctly, when they put them in, they've got all of those up. And, you know, I don't know if the rain today may slow them down any, but the panels are up, and they said that we should have it completed here very, very soon.
That's cool. I can't wait to see it. I've seen it going up, and it seems like they've moved really quickly on that to get that in place.
They did. They moved really quickly at first. I think they were actually a couple days ahead of things. You know how things sometimes go. Things are usually
right.
Behind. And so when they told us things were ahead, we were so excited. So we're really excited to see them turn it on. And I know all the parts are in, and so excited to see it on and enjoy it this season.
That's going to be great. Nice upgrade to Getterman Stadium, which doesn't really need anything. You had the turf last year and the new lights last year, and now the video board. It's a real showplace, isn't it?
It is, and you know how recruiting is and how the importance of facilities and the upgrades. And so it's just another wonderful thing that we're pumped that we're able to do and to add, you know, over here to the complex, and just really jazz things up and to really make it bright whenever the recruits come on campus and yeah. See. So we're excited.
Very nice. Very nice. Let's talk about the NFCA Leadoff Classic in Clearwater last weekend. 2-2 start, plus an exhibition game against Team USA. What that exhibition game, what was that like? You probably knew a lot of those ladies that were playing on that team.
I did. You know, it's always special whenever you get to play the national team. And since we've been at Baylor, I think this is maybe our third or fourth time, I think, through the years. I have to go back and check that. But it's really special. And our girls were excited. They, you know, were pumped to score the first run off of the national team. They hadn't given up a run yet on their tour. And so we were the first to score. And so we were pumped about that. And, you know, the head coach of the program, when I played in the USA organization for 3 summers, he was on our staff as the pitching coach at that time. And so it was good to see him and see some of the women that I, you know, have known just in the softball world. So it was a neat event. I'm so glad that our team got to experience that. Definitely one that they'll cherish for the rest of their life and be able to tell their kids and grandkids that they got to play the national team.
Yeah.
So,
oh,
cool
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Just, you know, results aside, just to be on the same field with the U.S. national team and then to score a run off of them may not sound like much, but Baylor's the only team that's done that so far. So that's just a really cool experience all the way around.
It really was. And, you know, going into that game, you know, Coach Moore, we had decided, you know, to kind of let everyone have an opportunity to get on the field to play with the best in the nation. And we were pumped really to see the starting nine that he put out there on the field, to see them compete and really to hold them. And so we were excited to see, you know, that our starters out there were competing hard and playing really well. So we're excited about that.
Brittany Sneed Newman is with us, pitching coach for Baylor softball. A lot of home games coming up here this weekend. But again, your season openers on the road in Clearwater, Florida. That first day, wow, what a great opening day to the season. The shutout win, run rule win over Auburn, and then the win over Louisville. Great way to start the season with those two wins.
It was, you know, coming off the season we had last year, everyone that knows kind of our season last year, it was a tremendous exhale to come out and to knock off Auburn, who was a ranked team. Not only did we knock them off, we run ruled them, we scored 8 runs against them, didn't give up any runs on our end. So that was a just just a huge blessing for our program, our team, our coaching staff. So we started off the weekend doing really well. Louisville, who we played second, we beat them as well. They were in the NCAAs last year. They were a runner-up to Northwestern in the regional. So another really strong team that we really played well against. And then, you know, John, anyone who's a baseball, softball fan knows that, you know, we play 56 games in a season, and it's definitely a marathon type of season, not a sprint.
Right.
And so, you know, we turned around on Saturday, Sunday, didn't play as well. But kind of with that mentality of knowing that it is a marathon, that we do have to, there's going to be ups and downs, but we've got to be able to turn those downs quickly back to ups, and we've got to learn from those mistakes. And that's kind of our focus in those losses, is pointing out the things that we didn't do well, and then to learn from them, and then to move on, because we have such a long season that we've got to, you know, remember those just enough, those bad games or those games we didn't win, remember those just enough so that we can take the positive into the next game.
How about from your perch watching the pitchers or working with the pitchers, how about Gia Radone, her first game back after missing last season? How do you feel like she performed this weekend?
Gia did well. I think we were all very pleased with how she did. You know, she having a year off is something that when you come back in this season, you know, she won't be mid-season form right away. And she wasn't mid-season form starting out the weekend. We don't expect her to be either. She looked good. She mixed her speeds well. Her best pitches are change-up. She threw that really well. Kept some hitters off balance. Really showed great leadership out there. And, you know, I think it's just going to take a little bit of time to really get her polished and get her back to where she wants to be. But, you know, I think right now she's just happy to be out there with her teammates again. And so are we as a staff. Just her presence alone that she brings, her leadership, she's just such a gamer. So we're happy with having her back, for sure.
Yeah, that's great to have her back in the circle. So no game tonight because of the weather. That's pushed to Thursday. Mm-hmm. Makes the weekend even a little more crowded. You got a lot of games to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend.
We do. It'll be a long stretch there. But, you know, it's a season. This is the time, and we're flexible, so let's just go. Let's ready and jump in and go.
Yep, very good. Nice to be at home, too, so that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the weather's going to clear after tomorrow, so it should be pretty nice for the Getterman Classic.
Should be pretty nice. It may be a little cool, but
yeah,
Hopefully be sunny, and, you know, our stadium blocks any of that cold wind that blows in, so... should be a good event. Hopefully we can get some fans to come and support us this weekend.
That'll be good. Hope so. Final thought. Do you have to make sure that Sydney Holman Mansell doesn't have any purple on under her Baylor jersey? She got some ACU ties, doesn't she?
She did. What's kind of funny about that is, yeah, so she played her freshman year at ACU. And then, you know, she was fast forward a little time. Obviously, she's at Baylor. But this summer, Sydney got married, and her husband, he was a quarterback at Iowa these past couple seasons, and recently, after the fall, transferred to ACU. So he is currently a student-athlete playing football at ACU. But I can guarantee you that she will not have any purple line underneath that Baylor jersey.
You know, with her husband there, it wouldn't be that bad a thing. I could understand that, but I'm not questioning her loyalties to Baylor one bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That'll be fun. Well, thanks for the visit. Sure appreciate it. Great to talk to you, and busy weekend ahead. Good luck with all that.
Yes, John. Thank you. And sick 'em Bears.
All right. Thanks very much. Brittany Sneed-Newman, pitching coach for Baylor softball.